The Hohenstaufen family, which got hold of the imperial German throne shortly afterwards, were even more independent than their predecessors. Gregory had claimed that the popes were superior to all kings because they, the popes, at the day of judgment, would be responsible for the behaviour of all the sheep of their flock, and in the eyes of God a king was one of that faithful herd. Frederick of Hohenstaufen, commonly known as Barbarossa, or Redbeard, set up the counterclaim that the empire had been bestowed upon his predecessor by God himself, and as the empire included Italy and Rome, he began a campaign which was to add these lost provinces to the northern country. Barbarossa was accidentally drowned in Asia Minor during the Second Crusade, but his son Frederick II, a brilliant young man who in his youth had been exposed to the civilization of the Mohammedans of Sicily, continued the war. The popes accused him of heresy. It is true that Frederick seems to have felt a deep and serious contempt for the rough Christian world of the north, for the boorish German knights and the intriguing Italian priests. But he held his tongue, went on a crusade, and took Jerusalem from the infidel, and was duly crowned as king of the Holy City. Even this act did not placate the popes. They deposed Frederick, and gave his Italian possessions to Charles of Anjou, the brother of that King Louis of France who became famous as Saint Louis.